Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. So in the last video, I was extremely suspicious of what we were hearing in the mainstream media, but I wanted to listen to their side, to sides of all different types of countries. Like Jim Rogers said, at least four or five sources to try to distill what the actual truth is. And even though that video was only about a half hour ago, Josh sent me this most recent article from the Washington Post, and I've gone from being suspicious to quite confident that what we are hearing from the United States is complete garbage. And I would just take it with a grain of salt. In fact, I would take it as whatever they say, the opposite is true. That's kind of how I would look at it. So why do I believe that? Why am I now really leaning on the side of fading, let's say, to use an investment term, whatever the mainstream media in the United States is saying? Let's go to this Washington Post article and I'll show you. Here you go. The White House is now briefing TikTok stars about the war in Ukraine. I mean, that's all I need to hear. This is exactly what they did during the Cerveza sickness. It's exactly, I'll read more throughout the article, but this is now how the White House, whenever they want you to believe something, whenever they want to manipulate you, this is how they go about it. This is not about distilling, or this is not about disseminating truth. This is flat out about gaslighting. This is about them saying that they're trying to combat misinformation, while in reality, they're trying to propagate misinformation. Why would they do that? And not only that, every single time, and this is empirical, every single time they've come out and done something like this, they've done it to spread misinformation. So why should this time be any different? My whole point is whenever they're trying to push a narrative, it's because the narrative is bullshit. That's really the bottom line here. So whenever you see them trying to push something, you can bet your bottom dollar that it is inaccurate. And most likely the opposite is true. So it says, with millions getting their information about the war from the platform, the administration wants to get the message to top content creators. What message? Jeez. So it looks like, and why are they doing this? Because these kids don't know the difference. That's why. These kids haven't been alive long enough to know that the government does not have your best interest as their first priority. I mean, let's go back here to when we were this kid's age. Was this kid 16? 17. I mean, I thought the government was just full of a bunch of people who really cared about the citizens. And I thought that, yes, sometimes their decisions didn't make sense, but that's because they were in very difficult positions where there was no right or wrong. They just had to do the best with what they had. And I thought a lot of times they'd say what they needed to get into office. But once they did, they would make logical, rational decisions based on the hand they were dealt. That's what I thought. And then as I got older, I said, whoa, time out. And the first incident I had with a politician was in 2009, as some of you know. And that's what really opened up my eyes. I was like, wait a minute here. These people that I thought were just good public servants that maybe got into difficult positions sometimes, they're not like that. These people are evil. These people are sociopaths. I knew that until I got into my mid-30s. Prior to my mid-30s, I was just completely naive, as most of us probably were. And so think about what they're doing. They're going to TikTok because this kid doesn't know any better. He's just like I was. He thinks that the U.S. government, they're the good guys, because he just thinks this is some sort of movie like Iron Man, where Iron Man's the good guy. So I'm going to listen to Iron Man, or the Avengers. So, the United States, they're the Avengers. So I'm just going to listen to the Avengers, because I'm not going to listen to Thanos. That's Putin. Yeah, honestly, that's how naive I was. So I think, why aren't these kids any different? So does it, so should we sit there and wonder why on earth the United States government is targeting these kids that don't know any better? I mean, of course, why aren't they texting me, right? Why aren't they texting Ron Paul? Why aren't they emailing Peter Schiff? Because they know, we know that they're full of BS and we'll tell them to pound sand. It's getting so obvious now. I mean, so obvious. Here we go. Reading from the article. So this kid, as an example, Khalil Green, I don't know if that's the kid that was in the picture here, but we'll assume it is, a creator with more than 534,000 followers on TikTok, said he wasn't surprised. And honestly, guys, if you were really trying to disseminate truth, you'd be going to TikTok? Really? Or would you be going to Einstein? Would you be going to, Chris Martinson? Would you be going to Peter Schiff? I mean, come on, wake up, people. This is just so obvious. The kid said that he wasn't surprised by the invitation arrived in his email. People in my generation get all their information from TikTok. He said, that in itself is frightening, but it's the first place we are searching up new topics and learning about things. So he figured it made sense that the Biden administration would engage people like him on the platform. See, just completely naive. He's just being used. He's being used as a useful idiot. And I feel sorry for these people because these kids are just so darn naive. They don't know the difference. The briefing was held by Matt, and I didn't read it, but I guess what they did is they got all these kids on a Zoom call. And they kind of gave them this debriefing on this Zoom call as far as what they should be telling their audience. I mean, come on. Again, this is just so obvious. It drives me crazy that people just, and I'm not blaming the kids. I'm just blaming other, like adults, like our age that are on social media that can't see through this nonsense. They just can't see what's really happening here. And it's just right in front of their face. So the briefing was led by Matt Miller, a special advisor for communications at the White House National Security Council and Psaki. Okay, and we know that they always, I mean, whenever this gal does a press conference, what percentage of what she says is true? 10%? Right, what would you get? Let's give her the benefit of the doubt and say 50-50. So we're supposed to assume that this gal that just, her job is basically to lie and to create propaganda for the Biden administration. Somehow we're supposed to believe that when she's talking to these TikTokers, well, she's going to be a straight shooter. I mean, come on. So the Washington Post obtained recording of the call, and in it, Biden officials stressed the power these creators had in communicating with their followers. We recognize this is critically important avenue in the way the American public is finding out about the latest. Said the White House Director of Digital Strategy, Rob Flaherty. So we wanted to make sure you had the latest information from an authoritative source. Man. Oh, yeah, the White House, the Biden administration, an authoritative source. I don't know if that's how I would describe them. Oh, my gosh. This just drives me crazy. Jules Turpak, a Gen Z content creator who makes TikTok essays about digital culture, said the White House decision to engage creators such as she was essential in helping to stop the spread of misinformation. No, Jules, you're being used to propagate misinformation. Man, these kids just don't get it. I feel so sorry for them because this guy, I know how they think because I remember that when I was that age. And I remember that if I would have gotten an email from the White House, I would have just been, wow, this is so cool. The good guys are contacting me. And oh my gosh, if the good guys are contacting me with this truth, then I need to go out there and spread the truth to all of my followers. It's my patriotic duty to spread the truth that the Biden administration has been so nice to bestow upon me. That's how I would have thought, man. These people are just evil. That's the only word that I can use to describe them. Because you know this is premeditated. You know they understand the psychology behind what they're doing. You know that they had a meeting saying, hey, if we just build up these kids' ego, we can just use their naivete to our advantage. And then we can just build up their ego. And then we can really, you know, make these kids feel like they're part of the team, like they're part of Team USA. And then they'll literally say whatever we want them to. They'll be like our little puppet. I mean, this, you know, this is the conversation they had before getting these kids on that Zoom call. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So after the call, going back to the article, several influencers said they felt more empowered to debunk misinformation and communicate effectively about the crisis. Boom. Exactly what I'm saying here. They just don't realize that they feel like they're empowered to debunk misinformation, but in reality, they are spreading misinformation. They just don't realize that when, you know, the first casualty of war, like we said yesterday, is truth. And I'm not saying that the United States is the only one that's using propaganda. Obviously, Russia is as well. But see, these kids don't know that. And what pisses me off so much is the administration, the White House, they know that. They know these kids are naive, and that's why they're targeting them. And that's why I went from being suspicious to quite confident that pretty much everything they're saying is completely false now. And here we go. And if you want more proof, here it is. Biden has increasingly sought online creators to sell, those are the Washington Post words, not mine, sell major policy initiatives. Oh, like what, you may ask? The administration worked with dozens of top TikTok stars last year to encourage what? To encourage what? The medicine. Let me read that one more time here. The administration worked with dozens of top TikTok stars last year to encourage the medicine, so they could go to all of their subscribers, i.e. kids, and let's now remember here, let's focus on the science that we now know that we were saying 6 months ago, and we were said, you know, the administration said that we were the people spreading misinformation back then, and you guys have seen me do several videos on this, where I said, wait a minute, let's look at the cost-benefit analysis for a kid that's 15 years old. I think the specific example I gave or I used was a kid that was like 21 years old. And remember, I had that calculator. I had that risk calculator. And it wasn't even, you know, it wasn't from the Cato Institute or anything. It was from an actual hospital that was kind of, you know, pushing the narrative. And you could type in what, you know, getting the cervical sickness and being hospitalized, at your specific age based on your health. And then you could take and look at what your risk was of a negative consequence as a result of getting the medicine. And it was completely lopsided. There was at this age, with the age that these TikTok stars are targeting within their audience, if they are healthy, assuming they're healthy, as we know now, that they have a bigger risk by taking the medicine than they do by not taking the medicine and just taking their chances with the cervical sickness. We know that's true now. So again, the administration was using these people to push their narrative for political reasons. Now, what else have they done? It doesn't end there. He also hosted a briefing for influencers to educate them about the infrastructure plan. And we all know how fantastic that is, right? The Build Back Better plan that's supposed to defeat inflation by spending more and more and more money. So to emphasize childcare components of his Build Back Better initiative, He sat for interviews with two parenting influencers on Facebook Live. See, there, then they get the TikTok influencers on there, and they tug at their heartstrings by getting people on there that are examples of people who would benefit from Build Back Better, and say, guys, we need to do this. We need to do this. And these kids don't realize that this Build Back Better is worse for society. It's going to make things far, far worse. This, by running massive deficits and the government distorting the entire economy, it's how we got into this position in the first place. But see, these kids are too naive to know that. So my point here is, if the Biden administration was willing to spread misinformation through the useful idiots on TikTok in regards to the medicine, and they were willing to do it with Build Back Better, why would you not assume they're doing the exact same thing right now with Russia? I mean, this, again, it's just completely obvious. Well, like I said earlier, guys, I don't have a monopoly on the truth. This is how I see things. I definitely could be wrong. You know, going back to 2019, I was talking about a central bank digital currency. Everyone told me I was insane. Everyone told me that I was a tinfoil hatter. Everyone told me that that was a conspiracy theory. Didn't turn out to be too much of a conspiracy theory, did it? I remember in January of 2020, I started talking about the Cerveza sickness, how it could be a pandemic, and how it could, how countries could institute martial law and all these negative consequences. And back then, people were the exact same thing. People were calling me a tinfoil hatter. I'm fear-mongering. I'm spreading misinformation, blah, 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 blah. How'd that one turn out, right? And then the same thing, all of us, we're talking about the efficacy, or lack thereof, of the medicine, and how we should push back against the mandates, and how we and the smoking gun there for me and for most of you on this live stream was the fact that they never acknowledged natural immunity with the mandates. And now what are we seeing play out? Even the CDC coming out and say, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, if you were one of the millions of people that were fired as a result of these mandates, yeah, I guess natural immunity, yeah, it is actually a thing. You know, what we were saying long, long ago, and what people were labeling us as conspiracy theorists for even mentioning in the first place, that there could be some sort of ulterior motive with the medicine mandates as a result of these red flags and smoking guns. And that, hey, maybe these cloth masks don't work that well. Oh, misinformation, you know, you're anti-science. I mean, just think about what has happened over the last, since I started this YouTube channel. And now, you know, it's I'm talking about, well, you know, yes, what Russia is doing is bad. There's no disputing that. I mean, it's completely wrong what Putin is doing. But you can have the view that Putin is wrong, and also have the view that what you are being fed by the mainstream media is complete BS. And there's more to the story. And there's nuance here. It's complicated. It's not as simple as Putin is just a madman, a megalomaniac. There's more to it. And the more that comes out in the mainstream media, the more, the stronger I feel about my initial views that I'm not going to say the initial views I had, but my initial suspicions. Let's just leave it at that. And again, I want to encourage you, don't just believe what I'm saying. Just maybe use it for food for thought. But I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I'm trying to encourage you to think, and then maybe help you through my thought process. So you can use that to improve your own critical thinking skills, because at no point in our lives have we needed critical thinking more than we need it right now. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. Make sure that you are always skeptical of the mainstream media, the politicians that have been lying to us nonstop over the last 2 years, the authoritarians, the central planners. Push back, guys. Be skeptical. Question them at all times.